Big focus on the border this week. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Critics of the Biden administration's border policies will be keeping a close watch on what happens there when Title 42 expires Wednesday. DHS last week released a plan on how it will deal with even more migrant crossings, including adding more resources at the border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
If the courts do not intervene and put a halt to the removal of Title 42, it's going to be total chaos.
California Democratic Senator Alex Padilla supports ending the pandemic-era policy.
Title 42 is not immigration policy. Title 42 was put in place at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic as health policy.
Padilla also says he believes the White House is prepared, both men on ABC's This Week. A white Christmas may be in store for the upper Midwest, along with frigid temperatures and high winds.
This is not just going to be a little headache of a system. This is going to be a full-on migraine if you're doing any traveling Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, especially in parts of the Midwest. By the time we get to Thursday, our friends and family in Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, down towards St. Louis as well, in for a ton of snow and a ton of wind as well.
Fox weather meteorologist Michael Estime, an Arctic air mass sinking south will plunge low temperatures in places like Memphis to 5 degrees. That weather will also impact many drivers, but they do have some good news.
We have another steep decline in the price of gasoline. Regular grade at retail just fell 28 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks, and the new price is $3.27. This makes for a 72-cent price drop over the past 10 weeks.
Industry analyst Troby Lundberg says the lowest national average was in Tulsa at $2.50 a gallon and Honolulu with the highest at $5.05 per gallon. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addresses fans and the world before Argentina's 4-2 win over France. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has more.
Zelensky told the world Sunday that the World Cup symbolizes the best of humanity.
This is the dream of so many people when players compete, making everybody enjoy peace.
And the hopes of most around the world.
Every father would like to take his son to a football match all over the world. And every mother would like her son to be back from war.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is now approaching the 10-month mark, leading Zelensky to invite the world to collectively work with his country towards peace.
I announced the initiative to hold a global peace formal summit this winter, the summit to unite all nations of the world around the cause of global peace.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Tunisian opposition figures today called for the president's resignation after disastrous parliamentary elections in which less than 9% of voters cast ballots. Saturday's elections were meant to replace and reshape a legislature that the president dissolved last year, one of several moves he made to consolidate his power and tackle a long economic crisis. A Swedish zoo's under fire after shooting chimpanzees that escaped. Fox's Shayna Estulin has the story.
The chimpanzees were part of a group of seven that somehow managed to break out of the zoo's monkey house. Staff at the Furuvik Zoo, 100 miles north of Stockholm, shot and killed four of them. A former caretaker now blasting the zoo, saying staff handled this in an unprofessional and incompetent way. The zoo defending itself, saying it would have been too dangerous to have tried to tranquilize them. The remaining three chimps have now been secured. One of the animals that was killed, Santino, was known for his love of art and was a favorite of Sweden's crown princess. Shayna Stulen, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.